What I want to talk about tonight is actually very, very personal, and it's something that I felt for a long time. And this year, Shavuos, is really the first opportunity that I have to actually do what I felt for a long time. You see, ever since probably I'm 8 years old, maybe 9 years old, Shavuos night was always about the hak. It was always a great hak, Shavuos night. You know, when you're young and you have like a Gemara test to study for, and you're like, when you're a little kid with your friends, who can stay up later? What food is your shul offering, right? It's always a hak. Shul was such a hak. And then as I got a little older, it was about real learning with chavrusas. And then I hit a point at which it was about giving shiurim, and it was about sharing, and about, you know, being part of a chevra, trying to keep everyone going the whole night. And a little bit what Tikkun Lel Shavuos has become in so many of our shuls and so many of our yeshivos, I think is something that has really gone off the rails a little bit. And I'm not talking about the places where there's discussion, you know, if you, you know, what food, do you have sushi, do you have an omelet station guy, what do you have? But I'm saying, I think when you learn through, you know, with Rav Soloveitchik's approach, and others also have found this, between the Luchos Rishonos and the Luchos Shnios, between the first Luchos and the second Luchos, you find something really quite remarkable. What you find is that the Luchos Rishonos, the Luchos that we are commemorating tomorrow night, in fact, you know, Shirim we've given already, it's debatable whether actually we're commemorating the Luchos Rishonos tomorrow night. It could be we're commemorating the fact that Hashem wanted to give us the Luchos tomorrow night, although we know, according to many, we didn't get it until Zayin Sivan. But when you look at the Luchos Rishonos and Luchos Shnios, I think you can find the real argument that the way most people all across the world are going to be having their Tikkun Lel Shavuos this year is in fact the way it's really supposed to be done. And what do I mean? What I mean is when you look at the difference between the Luchos Rishonos and Luchos Shnios, you can really see the difference. Something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tries to make very clear to us many, many generations after Moshe Rabbeinu. Many generations after Klal Yisrael already went into Eretz Yisrael. In fact, for those that are part of the OU's Nachyomi, I know a lot of the Chevra, a lot of those in our Kehillah are part of the Nachyomi learning. So we know that if you remember from Melachim Aleph, in Melachim Aleph, Perek Yudtes, you have a very, very famous story. It's not the main part of the famous story. The main part of the famous story is Perek Yudches. That's the story of Eliyahu Barak Harmel. Eliyahu and the Nevi'ei Habal, right? Eliyahu has a showdown up in Haifa against the Nevi'ei Habal, the false prophets of Ahav and Izebel. And he shows them up, and you know, it ends Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim, a declaration that is really a declaration that we say at the end of Ne'ilah on Yom HaKippurim. But then when you follow into Perek Yudtes, there's a very important lekach, a very important lesson, I believe, for Lel Shavuos. And what's the lesson for Lel Shavuos from Perek Yudtes of Melachim Aleph? We know that Eliyahu has to run for his life, even though he was clearly the victor in the showdown with the Nevi'ei Habal, Bahar HaKarmel. Izebel says, I'm still going to kill you, right? In fact, you made fun of my prophets. You showed that they were jokes. I'm going to kill you. And Eliyahu has to run away. And if you look at Perek Yudtes, it's really so reflective of another episode in Jewish history. Because what happens is, Vayakam, Vayochal, Vayishta, Vayelach, Bekoach, Achila, Hi, Arboim Yom, Varboim Laila, Ad Harho Elohim Chorev. Eliyahu's running away. And a malach comes to him and says, get up, eat, and then you have to run from here. He gets up and he eats, and the eating that he does, the drinking that he does, lasts him for 40 days and 40 nights. So right away, when you hear that he eats, and then he doesn't eat again 40 days and 40 nights, right away, who are you thinking of? You're thinking, of course, of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, 40 days, 40 nights, no food. And then what happens? Where does he go to? He goes to Har HaElokim Choriv. It makes it very clear. It tells us, Har HaElokim, in case you might mistake, Har Choriv, right? He goes to Har Sinai. And here he is at Har Sinai. here he is. This is the first time we really find Har Sinai since Kabbalah HaTorah playing an important role. Har Sinai will come up again in Navi, but this is really the first time that Har Sinai plays a significant role. It's mentioned here by the Navi. And the 40 days without eating and drinking, 40 days and 40 nights, clearly the Navi, Yirmiyahu HaNavi, who wrote Malachim, is connecting this story to the story of Kabbalah HaTorah. And what happens? Vayavo Sham El Hamaara. Vayalam Sham. Vine Dvar Hashem Elo. Vayomer Elo Malachafo Eliyahu. And he's in a cave. And what cave is he in? Many say he's in the same cave that Moshe Rabbeinu was in when Hashem reveals to him the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. He's mamish in the same cave. That's where Eliyahu HaNavi is. Him and Moshe Rabbeinu, the two that were in that cave. And Hashem says to him, what are you doing here, Eliyahu? And he responds with fire, like Eliyahu HaNavi was. He responds with a certain explosion. V'yomer kano kinesi l'Hashem elokei tzevakos ki oz v'brischa b'nei Yisrael mizbechosecha arzav. He goes on and on, and I'm alone, and now they want to kill me. And v'yomer tzei v'amata v'har l'fnei Hashem v'hinei Hashem over. Hashem says, you know what, stay there, Eliyahu. And what happens? Hashem brings all of these different phenomena for Eliyahu to experience. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a ruach gedol of chazak. He brings a tempest. He brings a tornado. And this tornado is smashing apart mountains. It's breaking boulders. Lo v'ruach Hashem. And yet Hashem's presence isn't in the tempest, isn't in the tornado. After the ruach is a rash. There's an earthquake. It's trembling. The whole world, it's trembling. The noise is overbearing. Lo v'rash Hashem. Hashem is not in the noise. V'achar rash esh. And then there's this fire. And fire, don't forget. Fire. If you look in Parshas Veschanan, do you know how many times fire is mentioned in the context of Kabbalah HaTorah? Look in Veschanan. Look in Perek Dalet. Look in Perek Hei of Veschanan later tonight. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Esh is like a primary ingredient in Kabbalah HaTorah. And so now here's the fire. Here's the fire. This is mamish like Kabbalah HaTorah. This is mamish Mamad Har Sinai. But, lo be'esh Hashem. Hashem's not in the fire. Where's Hashem? V'acher ha'esh kol d'mamadaka. And after the fire comes a small, still voice. Right? Meaning you have a tornado and a tempest. You have this earthquake, everything's shaking, the noise is overpowering. You have a fire and a fire. Eliyahu's maybe thinking, this is it. And Eliyahu himself goes to Shemayim in fire. Eliyahu himself is fire. Oh, this is Kabbalah HaTorah. No, Hashem's not in the fire. The Kol D'mamadaka. Hashem is in the small, still voice. And what is this? What's the limud here? The connections Yirmiyahu HaNavi is making between the story of Malachim Aleph, Perek Yutes, and in Shemos, it really harkens back to a famous Torah of Salvechik I first heard from my father, Zalzayin Gezuntun Shtark, and since has been in print in a couple of different places. But Rav Salvechik said, what was it about the Luchos Rishonos, the first Luchos, that they just didn't stick? And yet then we have a Luchos Shnios. And Rav Soloveitchik said that the Luchos Rishonos came with this huge sound and light show. It came with this unbelievably powerful experience, this awesome chavaya, awesome, mamish. The fire and the noise and the sound of God, mamish, Hashem's voice, Hashem panim el panim, diber el kim, face to face. Hashem spoke to all of Klal Yisrael, and the neshamas were sucked out of their body. They just wanted to leave this world, and Hashem has to put them back in, right? But yet that Kabbalah HaTorah didn't stick. Which Kabbalah HaTorah stayed? The Kabbalah HaTorah that stayed was the Kabbalah HaTorah of Moshe Rabbeinu alone on a mountain. It was a Kabbalah HaTorah without fanfare. It was a Kabbalah HaTorah without the fire. It was a Kabbalah HaTorah without the hak. It was a Kabbalah HaTorah without the sushi station and without the omelets and without the snappy titles. The second Kabbalah, the Kabbalah HaTorah that stayed, the Luchos Shnios, was a Kabbalah HaTorah of the Kol D'mamadaka. It was the Kabbalah HaTorah of the small, still voice. And this is what I think we have this year. We have an amazing, amazing opportunity this year. And again, I'm telling you this for Emes. This isn't one time since I think I'm 8 years old. Not exactly 40 years, but close to 40. One time, my first year in Springfield, the minhag was that there wasn't a tikkun leil shavuos. My first year I was here. That was the first time, the only time in almost 40 years, not 40, 38 years, whatever, that I haven't stayed up all night Shavuos in a shul with shiurim and with schmoozing and with refreshments. And, you know, that experience, I have to tell you, that experience my first year in Springfield, when I had a tikkun leil shavuos by myself, was in some ways the most rewarding tikkun leil shavuos I ever had in my life. It was a tikkun leil shavuos that so much of the night, I have to be honest, it wasn't me in a shul hacking. It wasn't me in a shul thinking, okay, ooh, let me try this cheesecake, let me try that sushi. Ooh, what's that ziti taste like? It was mamish, the Kabbalah Satorah of Luchos Shnios. It was the Kabbalah Satorah of the Kol Dema Madaka, of that small silent voice. And that's really what we have an opportunity to hear this year, Chevra. Even though I know some listening are in communities where maybe you do have minyanim in Springfield, we don't have any minyanim yet. I'm following the psalkim of my rabbeim, and that's going to be, as Shem Yisbarach, everything should be well. It should be next week if Mashiach doesn't come before, right? But what you have, and in many places, even places where the minyanim, very few shuls are open for tikkun leil shavuos. I know many communities, even where they have minyanim, in the shuls, and shuls, they're not having a tikkun leil shavuos. In so many places, mamash, you can have thousands, probably tens of thousands of Jews, if not more, who are going to be learning in their homes tomorrow night and not in the shul. And I hold that this is really so much of what leil shavuos is about. It's about you and the Ribono Shel Olam, you and your family unit. You know, tzaddikim say that Parshas Bamidbar is the hachana for Shavuos. And many point out, because the Ohel Moed is smack in the middle of the Machane, and everyone is able to, you know, focus on the Ohel Moed, and that's like Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ar, like all Klal Yisrael around the mountain, all Klal Yisrael is around that Ohel Moed, that Sinai experience. But yet, how were they encamped around the Ohel Moed? Look at what it says in Bamidbar over and over, L'mishpichosam with their families. And when we talk about tikkun leil shavuos, you know, when we talk about this minhag that has developed, and it's a beautiful minhag to spend the night learning, and as many point out that the whole yisod is because Ava Mikalkelis is Ashura. You know, I still remember when we had a certain scholar in residence, a certain Rosh Hashiva actually in Springfield for Shavuos. Most people listening have no idea who I'm talking about, so I can say it. But I remember he told me that after he gave his shir, he went to sleep, and he said, you know, he went to sleep, and he said, I'm going to get up for the 9 o'clock minyan, and, you know, I don't know, you don't learn well when you stay up the whole night, and that's certainly true. But staying up all night is not necessarily about learning night, but it's about showing Hashem how much you want it. Showing Hashem how much it means to you. And sometimes with the tikkun leil shavuos that we have, we forget that a little bit. We forget why we're staying up. And it's all about, you know, this year and that chavrus and what's in this slot and what food comes out when. And it's all a wonderful, wonderful chavaya. It's that wonderful, great experience. But is it really a demonstration of cholas ahava ani, that I'm sick with love for you, God, and that's why I'm doing something crazy? I'm just staying up? Is it that Kabbalah Sator of the Luchos Rishonos, or is it the Kabbalah Sator of the Luchos Shnios? You have a great experience, and you have all the lights, and you have all the sand, you have everything that's awesome. But you know what? Do you hear the Kol Dema Madaka? Do you hear that voice? Is it something that stays with you? It's something that you live with and something that affects you deeply? You should know, they say, Al Pi Kabbalah, that the Zohar HaKadosh, in fact, says, B'Shvuos Yapkun Migalusa, that Shvuos can take a person out of Galus. And again, it doesn't necessarily mean, I don't think the Zohar HaKadosh, again, who am I to say what Pshat in the Zohar is, but how the Svarim understand the Zohar, it doesn't mean that a person, that Mashiach's going to come Shavuos night. But it means that Shavuos Yapkun Migalusa, we know that the deepest exile is when a person doesn't know who she is, doesn't know who he is. The deepest exile is when we're hidden from ourselves. and therefore Shavuos has the koch of Yapkun Megalusa. Shavuos is the power to take you out of Galus. You know what that means? It means that when you come out of Leila Shavuos, you're supposed to be energized of who you are. And we've been talking about this for the past 2 weeks. And I don't want to repeat myself, but Leila Shavuos is about feeling that you're a ben melech, you're a bas melech, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you the malchus, as we said from the famous story from Rabbi Nachman Zichusei Yagen Aleinu and so many others, that Shavuos night is about understanding your melech, and that's why Chai Olam Nota B'Socheinu, and that's why Ein Lecha Ben Chorin El Misha Osek B'Torah, when you recognize what Torah does, Torah elevates us to the level of Malchus as a melech, as a malka. That's when you have Bechira, that's a king or a queen, they do whatever they want to do. No one tells them what to do. And that's Hashem's expression of most immense love, that He makes us kings and queens on Shavuos, giving us the Torah. Right? As the Medrash says, what happened on Shavuos? We got crowns. We were crowned on Shavuos. Naaseh v'nishma. We were mamash malchus. There was no compulsion. We got to do, we decided who we were and what we wanted to do. And that's what it means that on Shavuos, Yapkun Megalusa, Shavuos takes us out of exile. Shavuos enables us to see ourselves as we truly are, in a very different way that Yom Kippur does. And in fact, obviously, there are many connections between Shavuos and Yom Kippur. Both of them are the culmination of a lengthy process of discovery, of return. But as tzaddikim say, whereas Elul and Aser Shimei Tshuva is a bechina, perhaps of Givura to a certain extent, of Din, Shavuos Svir is all about Chesed. And that's why many say, by the way, that's why we have Milchiks on Shavuos. Why do you have Milchiks on Shavuos? There's so many Pshatim where the Milchiks comes from, but one beautiful Pshat as to why there's Milchiks on Shavuos is, of course, that milk represents Chesed. We know that there's Zayin Mashkim, there's seven types of liquids in Halacha, and there are seven Sviros. So each liquid is a different one of the Sviros. Chalav is Chesed. Shavuos is all about Chesed. It was the greatest Chesed that Hashem created the world, and we know that Shavuos, the Aseres HaDibros, is of course the real creation of the world. Just like the Mishnah in Avos tells us, Ba'asara Ma'amaros Nivra Ha'olam, the world was created with 10 sayings. So guess what? There are Aseres HaDibros. There are 10 new sayings. The 10 commandments is a misnomer. There are not 10 commandments in the Aseres HaDibros. There are in fact more than 10 commandments in the Aseres HaDibros, according to most Rishonim. So what is Aseres HaDibros? Again, it's 10 statements, it's 10 sayings. This is the second time in creation there are 10 sayings. The first is Bria, and now we have Bria 2.0. This is the new creation. And that's why if you look in Parshas Pinchas, by the section of the Moadim, by the holidays, all the Karbanos, the only Yontif, it doesn't mention Chait, is Shavuos. Because Shavuos is no Chait. Shavuos is Mamash, a new beginning from a Bechina of Chesed, from a place of love. That's why Kicholas Ava Ani Ava Mikalkelis Sajur, we do something so crazy Shavuos night. If you really want to learn well, don't stay up all night and crush. But I'll tell you that this is why this Shavuos is so special. I really hold that we have such an opportunity. Because even just from a perspective of experiencing a Yontif with family, so often, you know, families are separated for the first night of Shavuos, and then maybe you get up to have a Suda at 12 o'clock, maybe you have a Suda at 3 o'clock. I remember growing up very often, the Suda was, first day Shavuos was whenever you wanted Suda. That was, growing up, that was, Suda, here's the food, have your Suda. We try to have a Suda at a set time before Chatzos. But in so many families,